it wasn't as green then as it is now, as far as the landscape and the grass. It was brand new. Just seemed like a lot of dirt, not very much grass at all. The trees were all real young. There were the original buildings, and in fact, kind of interesting because later on, when the college was looking at doing some things as far as building new buildings, I was, like other community people, took tours out here. It was sort of interesting for me to see some of the classrooms that were just brand spanking new when I had gone to school out here, that were being described as really old, substandard kind of classrooms, and they were. But at the time, I thought the classrooms were very nice. They were very well maintained. They were almost brand new, and so at the time, I think that they were state of the art. And classes and structures, buildings that I certainly felt proud to go to as a student. I always give credit to the person. In fact, just recently, as the new president of the State Board of Education was asked to write an article, in one of the education magazines in Arizona, one of the questions that was asked was, what teachers had the most effect on on me personally in my life. And I gave credit. I could have given credit to a lot of people because I had a lot of great teachers. But I gave credit to two people in the article. One was my high school basketball coach, a guy by the name of Bob McClendon that everybody knows here locally, who was not only a great coach for me, but actually was the person who set me on the path to becoming an educator. But the other person that I always give credit to was my English composition teacher, a guy by the name of Dr. Larry McDonald. And Dr. McDonald was just a great teacher. In fact, my children later on had the chance to go to Arizona Western College also. And the one request I made was that they be able to be in his classes as well. The other nice thing about it was his son actually later on played basketball for me. But Dr. McDonald really taught me how to write, and as I think he used to say, not only write technically, but to write with voice, to write in a way that's persuasive or compelling. And he was just I still don't, to this day, don't know exactly what was so magical about him, because I don't know that he was a really charismatic type of a person. But boy, what a really good teacher! And there's something about him, the way he taught, that really connected with me. So that's one of my memories, was having him as an instructor, and what a great job he did teaching me.